ironic, isn't it? Those who were relegated, dismissed, demeaned, ignored, and now in positions of power, want to do to you what they hated was done to them. They wanted a seat at the table, so they said. Now they want to remove you from it. They wanted a megaphone, a platform, a soapbox, a stage to be heard. They want to kick the stage from under your feet. They wanted a platform, a tier, a pathway. They want to lock you out. They wanted tolerance, yet they are intolerant of you. They wanted to be able to march and protest, to riot, plunder, pillage, and burn. But they want you to do nothing but sit down and shut up and be quiet. They wanted to burn the American flag in a public display and an effigy. You're not allowed to even wave it or salute it. Yes, those who wanted liberty and freedom and the right to be called what they wanted to be called want you to call yourself nothing, to rob you of any right to identify with the country. You're not allowed to even call yourself a male or a female. You're not allowed to refer to yourself as mother or father or Christian. No. Now that we have the power, we want to destroy you, because it was never about truth for them. It was never about liberty. It was never about freedom. It was about hatred, envy and jealousy and covetousness. Mad that they weren't born like you were born, born with your race or your color, born with your money or your creed or your faith. Hate the fact that you are a believer in God. Hate the fact that you have babies rather than abort them. Hate the fact that you use energy. Hate the fact that you care more for humans than for dogs in a street. No, no, no. Now they have the power, and they will tell you when you can speak or not. You see, they are the ones who were alive during the Holocaust. They were the ones in antebellum and slavery. These are the ones that want to chain you, enslave you, silence you, and then burn you and incinerate you, hang you from the gallows, ignore you, dismiss you, diminish you, destroy you. Hatred of men, hatred of patriarch. And now they tell you not to speak. Silence. They make billions off of apps and platforms. Now they tell you to get out. You're not allowed to offend. You're not allowed to speak indifferent. You're not allowed to have a contrary opinion. In the arena of ideas, there shall be no ideas except those that we ordain and condone. You see, this is the Orwellian tyranny of the progressive, of the Marxists, the socialists, of the liars, of the sirens, the haters of men because they hate themselves, the haters of God because they have none, the haters of truth because the liar is their father. Ironic, isn't it? Quite ironic. So, what are you going to do about it? You have more power in your little pinky than all of them combined. So, I suggest you use it and resist or die under their thumb, with their knees on your neck. Resist. Do not give your children over to this, else you betray them. This is your hour. and this is your time. Get off of mommy's lap and out of dad's little control and rise up. You are young men. Fight!